Astronomy Today by Eric Chyson and Steve McMillan. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Astronomy Today by Eric Chyson and Steve McMillan is an introductory textbook on astronomy. It provides a comprehensive overview of the field, from its historical roots to modern discoveries. The book covers topics such as the solar system, stars and galaxies, cosmology, and astrobiology. It also includes discussions of current research in these areas. The first part of the book introduces readers to basic concepts in astronomy, including gravity, light and radiation, motion in spacetime, stellar evolution, and structure. This section also discusses how astronomers observe objects in space using telescopes and other instruments. In addition to providing an introduction to astronomical techniques for observing celestial bodies, this section explains how scientists interpret their observations. The second part of Astronomy Today focuses on our own solar system. It begins with a discussion of planets within our solar system before moving on to asteroids and comets that orbit around it. This section then looks at moons orbiting planets like Earth's moon or Jupiter's Galilean satellites before discussing planetary rings found around some gas giants like Saturn. The third part examines stars beyond our solar system, including their formation processes as well as their life cycles from birth through death stages such as supernovae explosions or white dwarf remnants. This section also explores star clusters, which are collections of hundreds or thousands of stars bound together by gravity. In the fourth part, readers learn about galaxies, which are vast collections of billions upon billions of stars held together by gravity over immense distances across space-time continuum. Here they will find out about different types such as spiral galaxies or elliptical ones, along with active galactic nuclei powered by supermassive black holes located at their centers. Finally, the fifth part delves into cosmology, the study of universe's origin and evolution, exploring theories relative to Big Bang model as well as dark matter and energy, which are believed to be responsible for accelerating expansion of universe in recent times. This section also discusses astrobiology, the study of potential habitable environments outside Earth, along with current research on searching for extraterrestrial life in the universe. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The solar system is composed of the sun, planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and other objects that orbit the sun. It is the only known system in the universe that contains life. Main idea number two. The sun is the center of the solar system and is composed of hot, dense plasma. It is the source of energy for the planets and other objects in the solar system. Main idea number three. The planets in the solar system are divided into two categories, terrestrial and gas giants. They have different compositions, sizes, and orbits around the sun. Main idea number four. Moons are natural satellites that orbit planets. They are composed of rock and ice and can have a variety of shapes and sizes. Main idea number five. Asteroids and comets are small objects that orbit the sun. They are composed of rock and ice and can have a variety of shapes and sizes. Main idea number six. The Milky Way is a spiral galaxy composed of stars, gas, and dust. It is the home of the solar system and is estimated to contain over 200 billion stars. Main idea number seven. Galaxies are large collections of stars, gas, and dust that are held together by gravity. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes and can contain billions of stars. Main idea number eight. The universe, The universe is composed of all matter and energy, including galaxies, stars, and planets. It is estimated to be over 13 billion years old and is expanding. Main idea number 9. Cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe. It seeks to explain the origin of the universe and its current state. Main idea number 10. The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted theory of the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began with a single, extremely hot and dense point. Main idea number 11. Dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter and dark energy are mysterious substances that make up most of the universe. They are believed to be responsible for the expansion of the universe. Main idea number 12. The life cycle of stars. Stars are born, live, and die in a cycle. They are composed of hot, dense gas and can be classified by their size, temperature, and luminosity. Main idea number 13. Stellar evolution. Stellar evolution is the process by which stars change over time. It is driven by the fusion of hydrogen into helium in the star's core. Main idea number 14. Black holes. Black holes are regions of space where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. They are believed to be the endpoints of stellar evolution. Main idea number 15. Extrasolar planets. Extrasolar planets are planets that orbit stars other than the Sun. They are difficult to detect and can have a variety of compositions and sizes. Main idea number 16. The search for extraterrestrial life. The search for extraterrestrial life is the search for life outside of Earth. It is conducted through the study of planets, moons, and other objects in the universe. Main idea number 17. The search for habitable worlds. The search for habitable worlds is the search for planets that could potentially support life. It is conducted through the study of planets, moons, and other objects in the universe. Main idea number 18. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence is the search for intelligent life outside of Earth. It is conducted through the study of radio signals and other forms of communication. Main idea number 19. The search for origins. The search for origins is the search for the origin of the universe and life. It is conducted through the study of cosmology, astronomy, and other scientific disciplines. Main idea number 20. The search for answers. The search for answers is the search for answers to the questions of the universe. It is conducted through the study of cosmology, astronomy, and other scientific disciplines. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The solar system is an incredible and complex system composed of the Sun, planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and other objects that orbit around it. The Sun is the center of this system and provides energy to all its components. All 8 planets in our solar system revolve around the Sun in elliptical orbits at different speeds. Each planet has its own unique characteristics such as size, composition, atmosphere, and temperature. In addition to these planets, there are also many moons orbiting them which have their own distinct features. Asteroids are small rocky bodies that move through space between Mars and Jupiter, while comets are icy bodies with long tails made up of dust particles that travel from beyond Neptune's orbit into the inner solar system. The solar system is a fascinating place full of wonders for us to explore. It is also home to life on Earth, making it even more special than any other known system in the universe. Main idea number 2. The Sun is the center of our solar system and is composed of hot, dense plasma. It is a giant ball of gas that radiates energy in all directions, providing light and heat to the planets and other objects in its orbit. The Sun's core temperature reaches up to 15 million degrees Celsius, making it one of the hottest places in the universe. Its immense gravity holds everything together within its gravitational pull. The Sun has been around for billions of years and will continue to be so for many more billions to come. It provides us with life-giving energy through photosynthesis, which allows plants to grow on Earth. Without this process, we would not have food or oxygen. The sun also plays an important role in climate change as it affects weather patterns on Earth by influencing ocean currents and air circulation patterns. As temperatures rise due to global warming, these changes can cause extreme weather events such as floods or droughts. Our understanding of the sun continues to evolve as new technologies allow us greater insight into its structure and behavior. We are constantly learning more about how it works and what effects it has on our planet. Main idea number 3. The planets in the solar system are divided into two categories, terrestrial and gas giants. Terrestrial planets, such as Earth, Venus, and Mars, are composed of rock and metal and have solid surfaces. They are relatively small compared to the gas giants like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, which are composed mostly of hydrogen and helium gases. The terrestrial planets orbit closer to the Sun than the gas giants do. The orbits of all 8 planets around the Sun follow a nearly circular path called an ellipse with varying distances from it. The inner 4 planets, Mercury through Mars, have shorter orbital periods than those of outer 4, Jupiter through Neptune. This is because they travel faster due to their proximity to the Sun's gravitational pull. Each planet has its own unique characteristics that make them distinct from one another. For example, Mercury is known for its extreme temperatures ranging from -173 degrees Celsius during nighttime up to 427 degrees Celsius during daytime, while Jupiter has a much more hospitable temperature range between -145 degrees Celsius at night up to 15 degrees Celsius during daytime. Main idea number 4. Moons are fascinating celestial bodies that have captivated the imaginations of people for centuries. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes, ranging from small asteroids to large gas giants. Moons can be composed of rock, ice, or a combination of both materials. Some moons even have their own atmospheres. The gravitational pull between a moon and its planet creates an orbit around the planet which is known as tidal locking. This means that one side of the moon always faces its parent planet while the other side remains hidden from view. The most famous example is our own moon, which has been tidally locked with Earth since it formed. Moons also play an important role in stabilizing planetary orbits by providing additional gravity to counteract any perturbations caused by other planets or objects in space. Without this extra gravitational force, many planets would become unstable over time and could eventually drift away from their star. Main idea number 5. Asteroids and comets are small objects that orbit the Sun. They are composed of rock and ice, ranging in size from a few meters to hundreds of kilometers across. Asteroids tend to be irregularly shaped, while comets often have a nucleus surrounded by an atmosphere called a coma, as well as two tails made up of dust and gas particles. Most asteroids lie between Mars and Jupiter in what is known as the asteroid belt. Comets originate from either the Oort cloud or Kuiper belt beyond Neptune's orbit, but can come close enough to Earth for us to observe them with telescopes. The orbits of asteroids and comets can bring them into contact with planets or moons in our solar system. When this happens, they may collide with these bodies or break apart due to gravitational forces exerted on them by larger objects such as planets. In addition, some asteroids contain water ice, which could potentially be mined for resources like oxygen or hydrogen fuel if we were ever able to send spacecraft out there far enough away from Earth's gravity. Main idea number 6. The Milky Way galaxy is an immense spiral galaxy composed of stars, gas, and dust. It is estimated to contain over 200 billion stars, making it one of the largest galaxies in the universe. The Milky Way is home to our solar system and its planets, including Earth. Its structure consists of a central bulge surrounded by 4 major arms that extend outward from the center like spokes on a wheel. The Milky Way has been studied for centuries by astronomers who have used powerful telescopes to observe its features in detail. They have discovered that it contains many different types of objects such as star clusters, nebulae, supernova remnants, and black holes. In addition to these objects, there are also vast clouds of interstellar gas and dust which form part of the galactic disk. Our Sun lies about 2/3 out from the center along one arm called the Orion Arm or Local Spur. This region is relatively quiet compared with other parts of the galaxy where new stars are forming at a rapid rate due to intense gravitational forces caused by large concentrations of matter. The Milky Way continues to be an area of active research as scientists strive to better understand its structure and evolution over time. By studying this majestic spiral, we can gain insight into how galaxies form and evolve throughout cosmic history. Main idea number 7. Galaxies are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes, from small dwarf galaxies to giant elliptical galaxies that can contain billions of stars. Galaxies are held together by gravity, with stars, gas, and dust orbiting around their centers. The Milky Way is our home galaxy. It contains over 200 billion stars. The study of galaxies has revealed much about how they form and evolve over time. Astronomers have discovered that many galaxies have supermassive black holes at their center which act as powerful engines for star formation. In addition, astronomers have found evidence that suggests all large galaxies were once smaller ones that merged together over time. Studying galaxies also helps us understand more about our own place in the universe. By observing other distant galaxies, we can learn more about how our own galaxy formed and evolved into what it is today. Main idea number 8. The universe is an incredibly vast and complex place. It is composed of all matter and energy, including galaxies, stars, planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and more. The universe is estimated to be over 13 billion years old and continues to expand as time passes. Scientists believe that the universe began with a Big Bang event which created spacetime itself. Within the universe there are many different types of objects such as black holes, neutron stars, and quasars. These objects have unique properties that make them fascinating to study for astronomers around the world. In addition to these objects, there are also mysterious dark matter particles which cannot be seen but can be detected through their gravitational effects on other objects in the cosmos. The study of astronomy has revealed much about our universe, but it still holds many mysteries yet to be solved. From understanding how galaxies form and evolve over time to discovering new exoplanets orbiting distant stars, astronomy provides us with a window into some of nature's most awe-inspiring phenomena. Main idea number 9. Cosmology is a fascinating field of study that seeks to answer some of the most fundamental questions about our universe. It attempts to explain how and why the universe came into existence, what its current structure is, and how it has evolved over time. Cosmologists use observations from astronomy, physics, mathematics, and other sciences to develop theories about the origin and evolution of the universe. These theories are then tested against observational data in order to determine their validity. The Big Bang theory is one of the most widely accepted cosmological models today. This theory states that approximately 13.8 billion years ago, all matter in the universe was concentrated into an infinitely dense point known as a singularity before rapidly expanding outward in an event called the Big Bang. Since this initial expansion began, galaxies have been forming and stars have been born throughout spacetime. In addition to studying how our universe formed and evolved over time, cosmologists also seek to understand its ultimate fate by exploring various possibilities, such as whether or not it will eventually collapse back on itself or expand forever at an ever-increasing rate due to dark energy. Main idea number 10. The Big Bang theory is the most widely accepted theory of the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began with a single, extremely hot and dense point. This point then expanded rapidly in all directions, creating space and time as we know it today. As this expansion continued, matter cooled down and formed into stars, galaxies, planets, and other structures. This theory was first proposed by Belgian priest Georges Lemaître in 1927 based on observations made by Edwin Hubble, who discovered that distant galaxies were moving away from each other at high speeds. Since then, scientists have used various methods to test this hypothesis, including measuring background radiation left over from the initial explosion, which supports its validity. The Big Bang Theory has been further refined over time to include concepts such as dark energy and dark matter, which are believed to make up most of our universe's mass but cannot be directly observed or measured yet. Main idea number 11. Dark matter and dark energy are two of the most mysterious substances in the universe. They make up a large portion of the universe, yet we know very little about them. Dark matter is believed to be an invisible form of matter that does not interact with light or other forms of electromagnetic radiation, making it difficult to detect directly. It is thought to account for around 85% of all mass in the universe. Dark energy is even more mysterious than dark matter. It appears to be responsible for accelerating the expansion rate of the universe, but its exact nature remains unknown. Scientists believe that dark energy makes up around 70% of all mass energy in the universe and may be related to a property called vacuum energy. Together, these two substances have profound implications for our understanding of cosmology and astrophysics. By studying their properties and interactions with each other, scientists hope to gain insight into how galaxies form and evolve over time. Main idea number 12. Stars are born when a large cloud of gas and dust, known as a nebula, collapses under its own gravity. As the material in the nebula compresses, it heats up until nuclear fusion reactions begin to occur at its core. This marks the beginning of a star's life cycle. The length of time that stars live depends on their mass. Smaller stars can live for billions of years, while larger ones burn through their fuel much faster and die after only millions of years. During this time, they produce energy by fusing hydrogen into helium in their cores. Eventually, all stars will run out of fuel and die. When this happens, smaller stars become white dwarfs, while larger ones explode in spectacular supernovae events before collapsing into neutron stars or black holes. Main idea number 13. Stellar evolution is a complex process that involves many different physical processes. As stars age, they undergo changes in their structure and composition due to the fusion of hydrogen into helium in their cores. This nuclear fusion releases energy, which causes the star to expand and cool over time. As it expands, its outer layers become cooler and less dense, allowing more radiation to escape from its surface. The rate at which a star evolves depends on its mass. More massive stars evolve faster than lower mass stars. Stars also evolve differently depending on their initial composition. For example, metal-rich stars tend to have shorter lifespans than metal-poor ones. During stellar evolution, some elements are created through nuclear reactions while others are destroyed or ejected from the star's atmosphere. As a star ages, it can go through several stages such as main sequence, hydrogen burning, red giant, helium burning, white dwarf, carbon/oxygen burning, and finally supernova, iron core collapse. The end result of stellar evolution is either a neutron star or black hole depending on the mass of the original star. Main idea number 14. Black holes are some of the most mysterious and fascinating objects in the universe. They are formed when a massive star runs out of fuel and collapses under its own gravity, creating an incredibly dense region with a gravitational pull so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape it. This means that black holes cannot be seen directly; instead, they must be detected by their effects on nearby stars or gas clouds. The study of black holes has revealed many interesting properties about them. For example, they have no surface but rather exist as a single point in spacetime known as a singularity. The boundary around this singularity is called the event horizon and marks the point at which matter or energy would need to travel faster than light to escape from within it. Black holes also possess immense amounts of mass and spin rapidly due to conservation laws. In addition to being fascinating objects in their own right, black holes play an important role in our understanding of how galaxies form and evolve over time. By studying these powerful forces, we can gain insight into how our universe works on both small and large scales. Main idea number 15. Extrasolar planets, also known as exoplanets, are planets that orbit stars other than the Sun. These distant worlds have been difficult to detect due to their small size and faint light compared to their host star. However, advances in technology have allowed astronomers to discover thousands of extrasolar planets since the first one was discovered in 1995. These exoplanets come in a variety of sizes and compositions. Some are gas giants like Jupiter or Saturn, while others may be rocky like Earth or even smaller than our Moon. Many of these worlds are located within habitable zones around their parent stars where temperatures could potentially support liquid water on the surface. The study of extrasolar planets has become an important field for understanding how planetary systems form and evolve over time. By studying these distant worlds, we can gain insight into our own solar system and its history. Main idea number 16. The search for extraterrestrial life is an exciting and fascinating endeavor. It involves the exploration of planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and other objects in our universe to determine if any of them contain evidence of past or present life forms. Scientists use a variety of techniques to investigate these objects, including spectroscopy, which measures light from stars and galaxies, radio astronomy, which detects signals from distant sources, infrared imaging, which can detect heat signatures, and more recently the study of exoplanets, planets orbiting stars outside our solar system. In addition to searching for signs of life on other worlds, scientists are also looking for ways that we might be able to communicate with any potential alien civilizations out there. This includes sending messages through space using powerful radio transmitters, as well as attempting to detect signals sent by aliens themselves. The SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, project has been scanning the skies since 1960 in hopes of finding some kind of communication from another world. The search for extraterrestrial life is an ongoing effort that continues to captivate people around the world. While it may seem like a daunting task at times, it's important not to forget how much progress has already been made in this field over the years. With each new discovery comes hope that one day we will find proof that we are not alone in this vast universe. Main idea number 17. The search for habitable worlds is an ongoing effort to identify planets, moons, and other objects in the universe that could potentially support life. This involves studying a variety of factors such as the composition of atmospheres, surface temperatures, and radiation levels. Scientists also look at how much water is present on a planet or moon's surface and whether it has liquid oceans or lakes. Additionally, they consider the presence of organic molecules which are necessary for life. In order to determine if a world is potentially habitable, scientists must first understand its environment. They use powerful telescopes to observe distant stars and their planetary systems in order to detect any potential signs of habitability. If these observations suggest that a planet may be capable of supporting life, then further studies can be conducted using more advanced instruments such as spectroscopes. The search for habitable worlds is an important part of understanding our place in the universe and discovering new forms of extraterrestrial life. It provides us with insight into how different environments can affect living organisms and helps us better understand our own solar system. Main idea number 18. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI, is an ongoing effort to detect signs of intelligent life beyond Earth. SETI scientists use a variety of techniques, including the analysis of radio signals and other forms of communication, to search for evidence that extraterrestrial civilizations exist. The goal is to find out if there are any other intelligent species in our universe. SETI researchers have been searching since 1960, when Frank Drake first used a radio telescope at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in Green Bank, West Virginia. Since then, many more telescopes have been built around the world and dedicated to SETI research. These include large dishes such as Arecibo in Puerto Rico and smaller ones like Allen Telescope Array in California. In addition to using traditional radio astronomy methods, SETI scientists also employ optical searches with powerful telescopes such as Hubble Space Telescope or ground-based observatories like Keck Observatory on Mauna Kea in Hawaii. They look for laser pulses from distant stars, which could be indicative of alien technology. SETI has yet to yield any definitive results, but it remains one of the most exciting areas of scientific exploration today. With new technologies being developed all the time, we may soon discover whether or not we are alone in this vast universe. Main idea number 19. The search for origins is a quest to understand the origin of the universe and life. It involves exploring cosmology, astronomy, and other scientific disciplines in order to gain insight into how our universe came to be. This search has been ongoing since ancient times, with many different theories being proposed over the centuries. In modern times, advances in technology have allowed us to explore further than ever before. Cosmology is the study of the structure and evolution of the universe as a whole. Astronomy focuses on studying individual objects within it, such as stars, galaxies, planets, comets, etc., while other sciences like physics or chemistry are used to explain their behavior. By combining all these fields together, we can begin to piece together an understanding of how our universe was formed. The search for origins is an exciting journey that continues today, with new discoveries being made every day. We may never know exactly what happened at its beginning, but by continuing this exploration, we can continue learning more about our place in this vast cosmos. Main idea number 20. The search for answers is an ongoing quest to understand the mysteries of the universe. It involves exploring and studying cosmology, astronomy, and other scientific disciplines in order to gain insight into our place in the cosmos. Through this exploration, we can learn more about how stars form, what dark matter is made of, why galaxies move as they do, and much more. This search for answers has been going on since ancient times, when people first looked up at the night sky with wonderment. Today's astronomers use powerful telescopes and sophisticated instruments to observe distant objects that are billions of light years away from us. By combining these observations with theoretical models developed by physicists and mathematicians, scientists have been able to uncover many secrets about our universe. The search for answers continues today as new technologies allow us to probe deeper into space than ever before. With each discovery comes a greater understanding of our place in the cosmos, one that will hopefully lead us closer towards finding out what lies beyond it. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support, and happy reading.